When we say what we want, we don't care what is right. Send a flex while they stare in the night, in the air, it's apparent we nice. Porches go on the tear, this real deal, boy, it's more than a scare. I just suggest you do more than beware.
Whoa.
Come on, hit that shit. Come on. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, I know, right? At first, you're like so scared to like do it, and then you're like, damn, you gotta hit it again.
I'm not scared. It's just like
I feel like a bitch the first
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, it's not really hitting. Let me.
Alright, let's do this shit, brother. Shit, baby. Welcome back to another N85 podcast. It's your boy AZ, aka Daddy Z, and to my motherfucking right, as always,
right.
6'3", 175 pounds, hailing from the north, is your boy Austin.
Austin Cuenca.
Hey, my name is Austin. And thank you to all the TikTok live viewers. We're fucking live. If you guys want to watch these, go make sure you follow our TikTok live. And make sure that if everybody's in the TikTok, bro, comment something, anything y'all want to talk about. This is the fucking Thanksgiving episode. Here we go. In honor of Thanksgiving, we're going to be doing a mukbang, bro.
Big back.
Here we go. We got the motherfucking B-dubs wings. If y'all don't know, make sure y'all go to Buffalo Wild Wings. Dude, they got 20 wings, a large fries, and then 4 big ass dips. Boom, look at that dip. All for $16, bro. Tell me where y'all can get a better deal than that, bro. All right, here we go. Let's go over what we got real quick. I got me a nice mango habanero.
Nice.
Now listen, I'm not a big hot guy, so I kind of went out of my thing here real quick. You know what I'm saying? We got the Parmesan garlic. I got the Nashville hot, and I got a regular hot, just in case I don't like the other ones. Usually, I go for the regular hot. I heard that Buffalo Wild Wings, their flavors are a lot more hot than others. If anybody in the chat has had Buffalo Wild Wings, make sure to type it in.
Yes, my flavors, I stick to what I know. So, I got lemon pepper, teriyaki, orange chicken, and Nashville hot.
Okay. Should we go ahead and bust these open?
Oh, yes. I've been waiting for these.
Dude, we're actually starving, by the way. And y'all, make sure y'all go follow at N85 Podcast on YouTube. Well, subscribe, please. We're trying to get to 500 subscribers. Dude, does anybody in the chat watch mukbangs, bro? What are you supposed to do? You just, like, eat and...
It's kind of like more like an ASMR type of thing.
Okay,
like,
so you gotta... here we go. We're about to get up in the mic, bro.
Let's get up in the mic. I'm going to get one that's not too... you know, saucy. Like,
yeah. Okay.
What is this?
I'm gonna start at mild, and I'm gonna
start with lemon pepper. Something. You know.
Okay. Here we go. Let's get a fry review. Okay. So here we go. We got the Buffalo Wild Wings fries. Okay. And we're gonna get a nice little review. I'm gonna dip it in my blue cheese. Now, my wife ordered ranch, so I don't know. We might have got these mixed up, but here we go. Okay.
Get up in the mic. You know what I'm saying.
Okay, pretty fire, dude. Pretty fire with the Buffalo Wild Wings fries.
They're a little cold. What's going on with this?
Tad bit cold, but it's okay. We did order these a while ago, so it's all good. Okay, now what should we go for, chat? Where do y'all drop your podcast? So we drop it on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, and on YouTube. Just search up N85 Podcast on YouTube and hit that subscribe button, please. That'd be fantastic. What's better, ranch or blue cheese? Here we go. Let's get a fucking poll in the chat, bro. Somebody said ranch. I got blue cheese, bro. Listen,
I'm a blue cheese guy.
We're both blue cheese, bro.
Blue cheese.
That is how it was meant to be eaten, bro.
I got the little baby one. A little average, but that's okay.
Back in the day, here we go. We're going to talk about back in the day in this podcast. Back in the day, people, when they first started eating wings and they first started dipping, did you know that the original one was actually blue cheese? Blue cheese was one of the first ones.
I thought ranch was
No, they introduced all over ranch it. Later on, bro. We got clown emojis. Here we go. They're saying ranch. Well, what do y'all think? Ranch. I'm seeing more ranches in the chat. That's quite unfortunate, bro. I like blue cheese, bro. And make sure I hit that like button. Okay, let's go ahead and try one. I'm going to go ahead and try, what is this? I don't even know what I got anymore. I'm going to try Parmesan garlic. It looked fire in the picture. So here we go. This is what it looks like. It looks like a nug of, y'all know what I'm talking about, bro. It looks like a nug. Blue cheese tastes spoiled. I don't know, bro. All right, we're going to go ahead and dip it in the blue cheese. And you're gonna get it. Oh, here we go.
Oh, that was a good one. That's a good crunch right there.
Okay.
Just eating in y'all's ears right now.
This tastes kind of like... it tastes like the crust of a pizza. It's slightly, like, very salty. If y'all kind of like that vibe, it's good. What's up, Jackie, in the chat? It's good. Very salty. A tad bit, a little bit of spicy in there, but like barely anything in there. I just go very salty. I'd give this a solid 7 out of 10. What you saying, Austin?
I'm going for lemon pepper.
No, we should have got napkins, brother.
It's all right. I'll lick your fingers.
So take us through it, brother.
This is actually really good. It's actually one of the nicest ones I've ever had, lemon pepper-wise. Because some of them, I don't even taste the lemon for some reason. But this one, it starts off with the lemon.
All right, here we go. Mm. Hot take. First hot take of the night. I think if you go to a wing spot and you look them in the face and you say, can I get lemon pepper? I think you're a bitch, bro.
Bruh.
I think wings are meant to be eating hot. I think, what's the point of getting, like, you just go make chicken at home. You know what I'm saying?
I get hot
lemon pepper. So there's hot ones now?
That's funny.
Someone said I look like FaZe Rain. Yo, I've got that before. That's kind of funny. Shout out FaZe Rain. For real, for real. Yeah, I think you're a giant pussy if you get lemon pepper over hot wings, bro. So that is you, Austin, unfortunately.
I used to never be a wing guy. Like, I was never, like, people are like, let's get some wings. I'm like, nah, dude, I don't fuck with wings.
At least get now, mild, bro.
Nah, but now, nah, I fuck with them, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I started with the lemon pepper, you know, that's the go-to. And now I just go to hot lemon pepper, because why not? I need to branch out more, because I know they have, like, more flavors and stuff like that, but... Can I try your garlic parmesan?
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. This is a mukbang, bro. We're all right. Let's take this close.
Is that one?
This.
Okay, let me get that. Because I know they have these at I Love Wings.
Okay. Ooh. I'm going to go. What's my next one? I'm going to say mango habanero for last. My next three are pretty fucking hot. Like, look at this one. I got the Nashville hot. Here we go. Look at this one, bro. Tell me that doesn't look deadly, bro. Look at that. Looks kind of wild. Here we go. Nashville hot.
I see what you mean. It does taste like pizza.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this isn't as hot as it looks. However, it does have a slow kind of effect. It kicks in later. So the first kind of bites, it wasn't hot. Okay. And now it's kind of getting a little more hot. So I kind of see that.
It was on the mild section either way. It's not supposed to be too crazy.
Yeah. This does give me very Nashville vibes. It's very smoky, very kind of like... Kind of like, it almost tastes like tamarindo kind of vibes. If y'all like tamarindo, yeah. Three people from the North know I love wings. Bro, here we go. Best wing spot in the chat right now. I got the best wing spot ever.
I love wings.
No. Yes. It is. Fuck, I forgot it now. Ooh. Holy shit. It's JT Buffalo, bro.
Oh, them?
And Lilburn, right next to Berkmar High School, bro. JT Buffalo has the best wings, bro. They do not go wrong. They do not miss. Perfect size, perfect crisp. JT Buffalo's, bro. Somebody said, I don't know what that is. Lalo said nah in the chat. Bro, JT Buffalo is fire.
Okay, that Nashville's pretty hot.
Yeah, right?
It might be like just me, but it does kick
in. And
it
was in the mild section, bro. That's kind of crazy. They said, I love wings. Yo, anybody in the YouTube chat, type it in the comments.
The best wings are definitely, like, local. They're not the big brands. Like,
do not go to Wingstop, bro.
Don't go to Wingstop.
No, American Deli. Oh, number two on my list, bro. There's this place in Cumming, Georgia. It's called 101 Wings. Or Wings 101. Fire, bro. Fire. They do not miss it all. And they're like a chain kind of thing. Fire, bro. Here we go. We're going to move on to the next one. Before these get cold. I think I'm going to go to the classic hot. And I'm going to save the mango habanero for last. Because those look deadly as fuck. And I really do not handle spice well. I'm already kind of sweating, bro.
Yeah.
Pluckers in Dallas, bro. It's vibe, but a little too small.
Is that Dallas, Georgia? Or?
Okay. I'm going to have to check that out, bro. Dallas. I'm assuming Dallas, Texas, bro. Let me get some fries going again, bro. I need to get these fries going. Look at that chat. Oh, it's about to drip.
Oh, this is good. Teriyaki. Yes, just like if you were to go to Pan Express and get some teriyaki chicken.
Okay, so very teriyaki?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. I'm going for the hot.
They're not like hot as in like temperature, like the fries are cold. This is a little cold too.
Yeah, this is a little cold. Here we go. All right. Got a little dip of the hot wing. Here we go. We got hot going. Classic. Exactly what you would expect. Hot wing. Now, it's crazy because these flavors, they take a while to hit, like the hotness of them. Usually, if they're hot, they hit you right away. But these are like slow burn, which is kind of scary. I'm going to need a little more
dip. That one's hot, you said?
Yeah. Not as hot as I thought. Barro's pizza wings ain't too bad either. Okay. Fuck that. Here we go, Austin. All right, let's get into the real topics and shit. Well, actually, let me review my last one. And then we'll start eating and talking and shit. Yeah. Here we go. All right, so my last one. I'm going to need some water, bro. What's up to everybody in chat?
I got my last one. Orange chicken. Panda Express. That's what I'm expecting.
And I guess you could probably compare it to what Panda's orange chicken tastes like.
This one's sweet. This is the sweetest orange chicken I've ever had.
Oh, I kind of don't like that.
It's not, yeah, like, it's not what I'm used to. I have a little bit of
savory in there.
This is too sweet for me.
Oh.
But.
Rating.
It's okay. It's still good. 7.
Can I try a teriyaki one?
Yes, of course.
Which one is it?
It's the top left.
Top left?
Yes.
Oh, I got the fat fucking one. All right, here we go. This is Austin's teriyaki.
Pause.
Austin's teriyaki wing. All right, let's try it. Yeah, it's very savory.
I like that.
The taste is chicken, very strong.
Yes, it's very teriyaki.
But like good. Sense. Yes, but like very good. Because sometimes like flavors are strong, but it makes it worse. Mm-hmm. In this case, the strongness of it makes it really good. Highly recommend Buffalo Wild Wings teriyaki.
Yes. Orange chicken failed me, but
it's okay. All right. In the chat, we got a question. Is pizza with ranch a red flag?
It's weird. I don't do that. I actually ate pizza yesterday with somebody, and they're like, yeah, ranch. I'm like, for what, bro? For
did that
pizza?
Somebody happen to be Lalo?
No. No, it wasn't. I was like, bro, I don't do that.
So first of all, I'll answer your question. I don't think it's a red flag. I think it's cool. Yeah. I think it's like very modern, very new that people started doing that shit. Yeah. Now, I got a story and I got a thing. I actually dipped mine in blue cheese, bro. So now y'all were roasting me for blue cheese in the comments. Now imagine eating blue cheese with your pizza, bro. Insane. But I fuck with it.
Oh, no.
Here we go. Y'all want to see some wild shit? My brother, shout out my brother Daniel. This man eats pizza with ketchup I think with ranch mixed together. I'm pretty sure. Ketchup and ranch mixes it and then dips it, bro. Kind of fucking insane, is that not? Let me dip this in the fucking blue cheese, brother.
I don't know. That question is kind of like similar to like, does pineapple belong on pizza? Do you like pineapple on pizza?
No.
I had Hawaiian pizza yesterday, so.
Personally, fuck no.
That shit hits.
I take it off. I like my shit savory, bro. I feel like pizza is meant to be savory. The fact that it has like some sweet shit in it, bro, kind of fucks me up. Have you ever seen how real blue cheese looks and how it's stored? Yeah, it's kind of like moldy and shit, no? I mean, it is moldy cheese, essentially. But I haven't, like, looked too much into it, but I'm pretty sure it's fucking fire. It tastes fire. I think as long as I don't know, like, if it's nasty or not, I'm good with eating it, bro. You know, it tastes pretty fucking fire. All right, here we go. My last one. Mango habanero. I'm scared of these. It sounds fire. I love mango. I'm scared of habanero. But we're going to try it. This one's not that crunchy. I want to get a crunchy one.
I didn't see that on the list. I would have got that one.
All right, here we go. Well, you can try it with me, brother, if you want.
Now you got it.
All right, dip it a little bit in the blue cheese. Here we go. Mango habanero. Yeah, super fuzzy. I refuse to eat it now, a little after I saw it. Fuck, bro. Okay, I'm not going to look at it then. Okay. The taste is very cool. I've never tasted one like this. It's very good taste. It's a little bit like a mild kind of candy vibe, but it's pretty fire. Mango habanero. Now, the habanero is starting to kick in. It's not too crazy, not as crazy as I thought. It's like just at what kind of like a little under of what I thought. Very reasonable, not too hot. Especially if you dip it, probably.
Not too hot, but this man's sweating bullets right now.
Dude, I'm already sweating. Yeah, yeah.
Right. One of my icks is like hearing people chew, like what you're doing right now. But like, since this is like a purposeful thing, then it doesn't really bother me. But
yeah.
Like, my dad, the worst, dude.
Oh, he chews with his mouth open?
Loud as fuck, just
I hate that.
Smacking his lips. I'm like, damn, is it that good? And he's like hard of hearing. So like, he can't really hear it that much.
Mm.
So like, I'm pretty sure he doesn't even notice it. And boy, just be smacking his lips.
Right. That habanero one is the super slow burn. It's literally starting to hit right now. And it's kind of fucking crazy. Here we go. Y'all should just do food reviews for real from different cultures. I'm hella down. Okay, listen. That mango habanero one is so deadly. It's actually really starting to hit now. Like, really starting to hit.
All right. You tempted me.
Yo, what's up, Isaias?
Let me get one, brother.
Hop in, brother.
Let me get one of these.
Hop in. It's so, it's such a slow burn.
This was on the mild section or the hot
section? Hot section.
That's why I didn't see it. I didn't even go up to that. I was like, I'm not even going to bother. Okay,
yeah, it's very like, I'm starting to sweat bullets, brother.
Oh, my God. So far. I was going to say, so far it's sweet, but it just fucking kicked out of nowhere. Okay.
Right, like the flavor is cool.
It's coming.
No, it's coming.
It's coming fast.
I'm starting to sweat. Look at that. Look at that chat. Again, I am a little bitch when it comes to these, so don't, like, take me super serious. Like, if you're good with hot shit, this might be regular as fuck.
Nah.
But it's a bit hot, brother. Not gonna cap. My eye's starting to water a little bit. Not gonna cap. Yo, make sure y'all hit that like button right there, bro. That's some fucking gifts, bro. I'm just kidding.
Dude,
here we go. Now that we did our review, let's go ahead and get into the topics that we were talking about. Thanksgiving, bro. I want to hear everybody's greatest, like, Thanksgiving memory. When you think Thanksgiving, what do you think of? As a grown adult, now I think about family. I think about spending, like, the cool quality time. Kind of like on the last podcast we were talking about, like, my mouth is on fire, brother.
Yeah, me too.
My mouth's on fire.
It feels like Hot
Ones. Dude, I always thought, I always wanted to go on that show Hot Ones, bro. I think this is as close as I'm going to get to that shit.
This is probably, like, their level two on that show, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, like, I say that they always get to like the bomb.
The atomic bomb. That's the one that I'm scared of. Everybody up. And it's not even the last one, which is crazy.
I thought about hitting it one time. Like, let's try to like get something like that just for the content. But I feel like we'd just be straight like dying. Can't even talk or nothing like that. The fact that they can still talk and like do that shit.
It's funny because they're like, give me a second.
I guess because they're on camera. Like, if you're on camera, like right now.
Some of them get up and start pacing back and forth and shit.
Right now, I'm trying to get straight out. Finna spend a whole paycheck on gift, bro. Shout to you, Lalo. We fucking love you. Eat the blazing ones. Maybe.
Nah, you're wild. It's not the challenge. The blaze, like, you know how they have
I'm gonna try to eat all these, real shit.
The habaneros?
Yeah.
Nah, you're crazy.
Like, all these, real shit, by the end of the podcast. Okay, Thanksgiving. Here we go. Let's take it from the top. When you were a kid, what was Thanksgiving like? We're Hispanic. Do you even celebrate Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we do. It's always at my aunt's house, you know, back when my family was together.
Oh, shit. They slowly start, like, not getting together, right?
Yeah.
That's what happens with most families.
It just Mine happens, too. You know. It is what it is. But, yeah, it was a really good time. Like,
what kind of food do y'all eat?
Yeah, it's not that typical turkey. Well, yeah, they have turkey, but it's more, like, on the Mexican side. Not even Mexican, actually. Obviously, they have tamales.
Hell, yeah. You got to, bro, for the one time.
Where I go, or my aunt, she does, like, pasta and shit like that. Vegetables, I stay away from those. I don't do all that. I just get the good stuff. Chicken, pasta, tamales. That's all I can remember, honestly.
For me, when I was young, we did not celebrate Thanksgiving. We're very, I don't know. We didn't celebrate most holidays to begin with.
Okay.
So since Thanksgiving is a very American one, like, we didn't even bother. It was just like a regular day. It was a day that you got off school, bro.
Yeah.
And my dad got off work type shit. But as I got older, I started celebrating it more again because I was like, okay, spend time with the family and shit. It's pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? Now, with my wife and her family, very white, brother.
Oh, yeah.
I have experienced the white. So growing up, like once I started getting older, I started experiencing the Mexican ones and shit. That was cool. You know, eat the tamales and shit. Some pozole maybe might be in there. Fire as fuck. Now, the white one is different. Mainly because I'm not used to eating that kind of food. First of all, I don't know if this is a hot take or not. Turkey is terrible. It is one of the worst meats you can eat. Super dry. It's so hard to make, right? So most of the ones that you're going to eat are pretty fucking dry, bro. For the longest, I tried eating turkey. Terrible. No flavor. As one of the worst flavors. It's not like chicken and shit like that. Until recently, I had some. I started getting some, like start eating some here and there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Where people invite me or shit like that. Or any time that I've gotten the chance to eat some turkey. And it's been pretty okay. So, just like, I guess, like, as I'm maturing more and getting into, you know, better spaces, I'm getting right. more quality turkey and shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, I eat ground turkey, you know, for protein or whatever. I don't like the turkey legs, like, the big-ass turkey legs you get, like, at the fairs and shit.
Like a fucking Viking.
Yeah, I don't do all that, bro. I just get the slices, you know. If it's sliced, I'll eat it.
Yeah.
But as I got older, or as I get older... These last few Thanksgivings have been terrible for me. In terms of my, you know, all my cousins, they bring their significant others.
Here we go. Austin, sad love story.
And it's the same question every year, bro. What's going on with your brother?
You were hoping to take a
yes,
woman.
This is actually the closest I've ever been to.
Tough, bro.
This guy just came off short. That's all right, though.
I always see on like TikTok or some shit like that. Where they make that video where it's like, your aunt's like, "Is la novia?"
Yeah.
And you're just like, bro.
You're just like, where's your baby daddy at, though?
What's up, bro? Man? I'm done.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck you.
That's tough. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah. I just like joke around with them. Because, you know, back when I was shy, I would be like, I give the shy answer, "Oh, I don't have one." They're like, "Aw." But now I like to be like more outgoing, more
edgy.
Fun.
Now you're like, no, edgy. I'm waiting for the right man.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, me gusta nombres. Sorry, bro.
Bro.
And I just start dying laughing.
I ate the habanero one again. The thing is, bro, from first bite, it doesn't hit. All you taste is the flavor.
It's sweet. Yeah, and then sour.
And then it just starts fucking kicking your ass, bro. What was I going to say? The reason that I didn't really like... Thanksgiving meals and stuff like that. Because I just never grew up eating it. Like, mashed potatoes, bro, I never, like, even bothered eating it. Because I'm like, bro, this is just potatoes. Like, why would I eat this shit, bro? Veggies, I don't eat. So, green beans, like, carrots, all that shit out the window. Like I said, turkey's ass. I had never had cornbread. So, I recently, literally yesterday, bro, was my first time in my first 25 years of life that I tried cornbread. Cornbread is fire, bro.
That shit good as fuck, boy.
Good review from my end. I love cornbread now. Really, really good.
Now.
It didn't taste how I thought it would.
I know that you don't smoke.
Okay.
But back then, you were more...
Oh, yes, I definitely... More, right? Yes, I did.
So, yeah. This one Thanksgiving, it was like... The Thanksgiving that brought me and my cousin closer together. Because we're old enough now. And back then, it was like, I didn't know that he did it, and he didn't know that I did it. I'm not going to bring it with me because I'm with my family. Like, you know, that's just going to stink.
Yeah.
But, like, since Thanksgiving was, you know, at his house, he just, you know, has it in his room or whatever.
You don't want the tías talking about you like, oh, ya viste que Austin hace drogas? And meanwhile, you got a 0.5 in your pocket, bro. Bruh.
But yeah. So you know what we do. While everyone's chatting up, whatever, having a good time.
Did you just say like, hey, do you smoke? Or how did you remember how it went?
He did it. My cousin came up to me and he broke the ice just head first into the water. He's like, yo, you smoke, bro? And I was like... I was like,
do I self-incriminate right now? Is this a trap?
This is like a little setup or something. I was like,
yo, shout out Gio in the chat for sending some more lightning bolts, brother.
Appreciate
look at
that,
this.
Gio, appreciate that
we
one.
We got the mukbang going, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yo, hop on rank later.
So you already know, bro. You already know what's going on, bro. The stroll. We go on a little stroll type shit, a little stroller type B. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you go outside?
Yeah, we go. Dude, that was the crazy part. We did it in the driveway. We just went inside his car. He had like we has his friends over
inside
too.
The car is inside a risky car. Move because it encloses everything. Or your coat clothes and everything is gonna smell like weed.
That's what I was saying. I was, you know, I'm very paranoid, like as it is. So we had like the windows cracked a little bit, but even then, like that's not even gonna do anything. Mm-hmm. But yeah. In his car, in the driveway, right outside, like everyone's inside. You know, it's all Catholic family in there. And we come inside, pause. And I could, like, you can just tell, bro. Like, I can just tell, like, they're mad sus. Like, my family, they're just like, they give you like that look, like,
drugs were done today.
But, you know, I just avoid eye contact. You know, the typical teenager, just avoiding eye contact. Don't talk to nobody. Keep your head down. Yep. Stay on your phone. And just don't even do anything. But I'm not, like, that's why I don't like to smoke in public or outside. Because I start to tweak. I start
paranoid.
Paranoid starts to take over. And I just start thinking the worst. And I just start doing stuff, you know, spilling stuff. I'm clumsy and shit.
That's how I was when I was young, bro. I would get paranoid. Dude, there was this one time. I never forget. When you're young and you first start doing, like, diving into that kind of stuff, right? You want to come off like you can handle it. You're the big dog. Like, I could take the biggest hit and shit like that, right? So I was always like that. And I never tweaked. I was always good. Like I told you, I started doing this shit at fifth grade, bro. I was influenced by older kids very poorly.
I was making turkeys with my finger painting, bro. In fifth grade, bro.
And so... there was this one day where one of my friends, his cousin, came from, like, another state he was visiting and shit. And so I wanted to make a good impression on this guy. Like, so there's some people that you look at and you're like, they're cool. They just got aura times 10,000. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That you know that they're cool guys. So I wanted to get the respect of this cool guy. Because if a cool guy gives you respect, you're cool yourself. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, yo, he's rolling it up. He sparks it, right? So you obviously do the classic rotation and shit like that. It's my turn. I'm taking the biggest hits, bro, ever. And fully, like, you don't even, like, you know, because some people just inhale and then just right away. I hit the, like, make sure these motherfuckers,
make sure they hear listening.
That. I do it in their ears. And then so, yeah, we get through it, right? I think towards the end, it's coming to the end, right? I'm hitting it, and I start tweaking, bro. I don't know, everybody's been in this situation, right, where you get so high that you almost get out of your body. You're, like, on autopilot. You know how when you die on Call of Duty, Geo, if you're still watching, you're watching, like, a spectator mode? That's where I was at. I was spectating my own body. My body was moving, and I was just, like, a character inside my brain watching my body move. That's, like, as close to it as I could describe it. And I this is crazy, bro. And I'm talking about Bud, bro. This is crazy. You think that I'm doing some hard shit? No. Hell no.
No.
I was like in and out almost. I was like in and then I was like out. And I was like in and I was like out. Like I was almost like, it was like a concussion, bro. Anyways, they start to notice. And then the worst part about tweaking around people is when they notice and they call you out for it.
Yeah.
Dude was like, hey, your man's tweaking right here. So all of a sudden, spotlight, here we go, spotlight on me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what are you talking about, bro? Nah, I'm good, bro, I'm good. Over here with blazing red eyes, bro. Like over sweating. Here, like sweating bullets.
Puffing and puffing.
Looking like I just ate the habanero wing. And then so my boy, bro, then they start making fun of me and shit. Like, oh, tweaking. Now, bro, when you're in that spot, you got to maneuver your way out of it, bro. You got to either be the biggest bullshitter or you got to fold and be like, yeah, bro, I'm tweaking. In this case, I was tweaking so bad, I had to fold. I had no other option. Mm-hmm. So guess what I did? I started crying, brother. I started crying.
How old were you again?
This must have been like sixth grade.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
This was last week.
I was 24.
You started crying though? But like,
oh, here we go. We got restricted. I knew it.
Oh.
That's all good. It is what it is. Yeah. I started crying. I was like, dang. I was like, ah, dude. This is when you start thinking like, oh, I'm about to call my mom. I got to call my dad. I got to tell them that I did drugs. Like, I don't know what to do. I was like, yeah, guys, I'm going to see y'all later, bro. Like, I don't feel good type shit. It was laced with something. You know, where you ever get so fucked up where you got to blame it on what you're doing? It was laced.
Yeah, when I get like too high, it's usually with my heart like
beating.
It's racing.
I hate that. That gives me so scared. Much anxiety.
I get
bro.
So scared.
That's like, what I was feeling like.
Because it feels like I'm having like a heart attack.
Yeah, like, bro, I'm this like, is. I'm never gonna get out of this. I'm stuck like this forever.
I gotta drink water. I have to move. Yeah, I'm trying to stay still because that's what makes it worse.
Bro, so I went home. Right, I went home, and of course my parents were home.
Oh no.
So obviously you go in there. I'm like, dude, I'm smelling like it. I'm over here trying to like mask it with like I forgot what, but I was trying to mask it. Oh, that's what I did. I went in the laundry room and I got the like dryer sheets. And I just started rubbing it on me, bro.
That's not a bad idea.
I'm over here walking out with someone like Downy, bro. And so, what's it called? I go to my room and I just go to sleep. I remember my dad came in there and I was like, I don't feel good. I'm tired. And then he's like, oh, yeah, me too. I've been feeling under the weather and shit. Like, yeah, I'll agree with me. But I'm like, nah, little do you know, I'm fucked up, bro. And I ended up getting like, out of it.
He was smoking too.
I ended up getting out of it, bro. Yeah, you just got to, like, moral of the story, bro, you just go to sleep, bro. If you're tweaking, go to sleep. Don't tell nobody. Put your poker face on. Do not do what I did. Do not just start crying and shit. I've heard of many stories where people start tweaking and just start crying and shit.
Mm-hmm. No, that's never.
I know you have a couple, brother.
I don't. I never started crying. Right. I did start tweaking.
Stop capping.
But it wasn't off weed. It was off other psychedelics.
Yeah.
Reasonable.
Dude, think about the very first Thanksgiving, bro.
Let me lock in.
Lock in right now. Very first Thanksgiving.
It's got to be elementary school.
No, I'm talking about, bro. I'm talking about the very first.
Okay.
1600.
1600, yes.
Massachusetts, brother. One of the 13 colonies. You got young Austin over there. All right. You're 25. You got a wife, two kids, right? One of them may have autism. You don't know.
Okay.
Okay?
Boy and girl?
Boy and girl. You know, if they choose to. It could be a they, them.
No, it's back then, so they don't.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, okay. You're right.
Yeah, lock in.
Yeah, lock in, okay? First Thanksgiving.
That's off, by the way.
Yeah, that's cool. What's it looking like in your household, right? First of all, well, you got to go provide for the family, right?
Okay, this so was I'm a pilgrim.
Yeah, you're a pilgrim, not, brother.
You're the Native American because you're dark.
Why is that, brother? Why am I? I'm about to go in that bitch and invade your village. Okay, so you're gonna do yours and I'm gonna do mine across the river. I'm gonna tell you what mine is looking like. All right, go ahead, brother.
Okay, so I'm 25. Oh shit, that means I'm a man. That means I'm out here providing type shit. I gotta get kill some turkeys or something.
Yep,
how old are my kids? If my kid, my kid's gonna come with me, the boy. The boy's gonna come with me to hunt, type beat.
They are catch. 7 and 5.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how old the boy is. He's gotta be, at least 5, 7. For he's coming with me.
Okay.
He's hunting with me.
Yeah, out in the cold. It's kind of cold type shit, you know what I'm saying? A little bit of snow. You're up in Massachusetts, brother. Around November, you're pretty much getting snow.
It's getting snowy over there. Yep. Me and my boy.
You got a nice crossbow going? Because I think they didn't have guns in the 1600s, brother. Or did they? They have the muskets? I don't know.
I don't remember.
I wish we could get a fact check, but I really don't care
I feel like they did have guns. But I may be wrong.
Right? Sorry. When they invaded? I feel like when they invaded, they had guns, right?
Right, because your people, they had...
This is not what the European people have, bro. It's crazy.
They didn't have guns, for sure. I know that for sure. They didn't have guns. They had the bow and arrow.
They had bow and arrows, and they had fucking...
The spears.
They had spears,
probably
brother.
Swords. Ash and crack voodoo, hanging brother. Out. Yeah, we're out here, we dripped out. You know what I'm saying?
Looking pull clean. Up with chlamydia and diseases and shit, brother. Yeah. Fuck my people up.
Yeah, my wife at home, making sure shit's clean, type B. The cooking, cleaning. That's just how it is.
Bro. So, listen, bro. You bring home a fucking nice chunky deer, you're going to get the best dome of your life type shit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, regardless, I'm going to get it because...
had no option? Yeah. Yo, chill, bro. Stop. We're just kidding, bro.
I'm just saying that's how it was back then.
No, bro.
Please. That's just how it was. That's not me. I'm progressive, okay? Call me Flo, because I'm progressive.
Bruh.
But yes.
So you're taking your son out. Mm-hmm. Y'all going hunting. Y'all killing some deer, bro. Y'all bring back the deer. Your son's pretending like he's helping you when in reality he's not. I gotta carry that deer back.
We get him some wood, some lumber. You know, same. Gotta teach him how to chop some wood. You know, back right, then right. I would know how. I don't
now,
know.
Now, would you be like a, are you like a neighbor kind of guy? Like, you know what I'm saying?
You're like inviting a neighbor like that?
Like, you're inviting the neighbors over for Thanksgiving type shit? Yeah. Like, yo, I just killed this fat ass deer, bro. Pull up.
Yeah. I'm a nice guy. All everybody right. knows I'm a nice guy. Come okay, on. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Now, that guy pulls up to your house, right? And he has a pretty smoking hot wife. Hotter than your wife, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then she catches you outside, you know, you're skinning the deer, and she's like, hey, you know, do you want to come over for to stuff a turkey at my house?
Are they allowed to speak to us? Is that how that goes?
That is, brother. Okay. Yes, they were allowed to speak.
Okay. Without, like, permission or whatever? Okay.
Bro. She said, would you like to come over and stuff a turkey at my house after this?
I'll be like, actually, I already have one at home, but run along.
Run along.
I'm a loyal guy. Back up.
Okay. Now, are you telling her husband, like, hey,
my husband?
Oh, did I say your husband?
Yeah.
Oh, her husband.
Oh, okay.
It might be your husband, too. And then, okay, so then 20 minutes later, the husband pulls you aside, and he's like, yo, you want to come stuff a turkey in my house?
I'm fucking down, brother. Let's go. I'd rather do that.
Yo, shout out to Lo, sending the gifts in the chat, bro. I really appreciate that shit. Sent a finger, heart, and a rose. 7 roses, to be exact. I really appreciate y'all guys. Make sure y'all spam that like button right there.
All right, now you.
Here we go.
You got feathers on your head.
I got, yep.
You're probably tied up too, by the way.
Tied up. Got the OG face tats. I did face tats before face tats were a thing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm across the river. Out. Yes, sir. I'm only covered by a small feather on my wood. You know what I'm saying?
And you probably, since you're Native American, I don't know how they did it. I'm pretty sure they had like 10 kids each or something.
For sure. For sure. All brown people. All people of color. It's very known since the start of times. 10 kids, bro. Here we go. 10 kids. None of them with any kind of mental illness, so that's cool. Just before that was a thing.
Oh, yeah. We had whips, too.
Oh, my God.
We had... No, I meant... I meant transportation.
This was before that time, brother.
I meant transportation, right? Brother.
This was before that time, okay? We're not there yet, brother. We could do that next... We could do that in February.
February is crazy. But we had carriages, you know, we had horses type shit. I think you guys had horses too, I'm sure.
Right.
But you guys had teepees. You had the.
So obviously, you know, me being the alpha, I'm the leader of the tribe.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, Captain Big Dick, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
So I got the nicest wife as well, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to, you know what I'm saying?
You probably have wives.
Oh, probably. Shit, son.
I don't know.
Well, shout out Jackie. I'm imagining that my wife is Jackie, you know, back then.
Okay.
What am I doing? Okay, so I'm gathering around all the elders, you know what I'm saying? And I'm be like, yo, how do we plan to attack and kill these snow motherfuckers across the fucking lake? Listen, be like, yo, we're going to do that shit next week. This week, we're on a chill. We're on some chill shit. Let's try to go over there and play it cool. This is one of their holidays right now. This is where we infiltrate. They're at their weakest right now. You know what I'm saying? So we got to go over there, offer them some carrots. You know what I'm saying? Something that they like. That's their native food type shit. That's what makes their skin glow, right? So I gather my little basket, right? I get a couple of the homies, you know what I'm saying? A couple of the sons. Make myself look, you know, friendly.
Friendly, yeah.
Pull up to you. You answer the door. Like, hello, we offer gift. You're welcome. And do you take it, brother?
I'm shooting you on the spot, bro.
Holy shit, brother.
No.
You're not taking my gift, brother? That's fucked up,
bro. I'll take it because I'm a nice guy.
Okay.
And then I'll try to find something in my house to give you back.
Okay.
Maybe so I now, got
some. Okay, are you welcoming me inside your crib or not?
Who's with you?
Me, Raekwon over here to my side, and I got my boy Tutu over there. Got one eye. We coming inside, or is it one eye throwing you off?
One eye
scaring
the
kids. Yeah, is he scaring the kids?
He's
scaring. Got him outside. Got park him outside.
You're wilding right now. I will feel intimidated just because there's multiple men.
Oh,
and I'm alone. I would need some
reinforcements. Your wife is in there, brother. And you got the neighbor. You got old Bill over there.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I need some reinforcements. I'll get him. You know what I'm saying? We're going to... I'll let you in.
Oh, you got to gather your whites up.
Yes.
Typical. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Call in reinforcements and be like, hey, party at my house, but bring the gun.
Yes. Right. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Right. So, I'll invite you over, but I'll be sus. I'll be like, I'll be watching your every move type shit.
Right.
Make sure you're not getting nowhere near my wife.
Okay.
My kids.
Right. So, this is...
And first of all, your feet better be clean, bro, before you enter my
crib. That's the thing, brother. That's the thing.
You better go to the nearest...
We raw dog.
No, you better go to the nearest creep.
Calluses on my feet.
Get rid of that, bro.
On your rug, brother.
No.
And the thing is, it's kind of inappropriate to ask me to clean my feet, brother. Like, that's part of my tradition, you know
what
I mean?
You're in my crib, bro.
All right.
In my space.
So now when you present that kind of thing to me, that's when I start getting upset, brother. And I signal my homie like, yo, it's time for a revolution. Yo, shout out Millie in the chat. What's up with you, bro? I signal my homies on the side. I'm like, it's time for a revolution, guys. So, boom, I hop over. Take your fucking kid hostage, brother. I got your kid on one hand. I got the fucking knife out of the turkey's ass in my other hand, brother. Let's go. What you doing?
I already have my weapon drawn. I have it drawn, but I can't shoot you because you have my son.
Right.
So I don't want to do anything. So at that point, it's just you, right? Or it's just you and your friend or whatever?
Yeah, my homies are just there. They got no guns.
I would have to surrender, bro.
Oh, okay.
That is my offspring. What are you doing?
Okay. So then, you surrender. But I still take your son either way. I take him.
What the fuck?
I kidnap him.
What is your
take
problem?
Him across the river. Here we go. This is what's called leverage, brother. You fucked it.
Okay.
You fucked it. You completely fucked it for your whole thing. Now you have no leverage, bro. I got your heir to your throne in my village, bro. We're about to sacrifice this dude. Do you understand that, bro?
Now it's war.
Okay.
Now it's pilgrims versus Native Americans.
And this is exactly how it happened, bro. This is how I got fucked up back in the 1600s. And then we go from there, bro. Shout out Millie for the gift, bro. I appreciate you for sending a rose. Yeah.
Did they actually fight, though? I'm like, I don't know if they fought. Or did they just...
During Thanksgiving?
Like before. Because it was us. We entered your land.
Here we go. Let me take y'all down.
As the whites do.
Let me take y'all down memory lane here, right? Sixth grade history class is where we learned this, all right? The indigenous people had technology. Now, technology, when you think of technology, right, you think of this. You think of your phone, this, anything that has electricity. That is not true. That is not correct. Technology is an advancement that helps you make life easier, correct? You know what I'm saying? Rather than using your hands for everything, you'd get something. So, like a plow, the stick and plow, the, you know what I'm saying, levers, spears, shovels, all that is technology, right? Mm-hmm. Now, we had shit that y'all didn't know, such as like how to grow agriculture efficiently.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, like, they did, like, certain growing methods to where, like, the water would flow in a certain way and it would produce more of a yield. You know what I'm saying? So, we taught, okay, well, I guess we'll go like that then. Fuck it. We taught the pilgrims how to properly
farm,
right, and grow agriculture and shit like that. And in return, they brought, like, horses. Like, the natives had never seen horses. They brought, like, that kind of animal to show. So, at first, shit was nice and sweet. You know what I'm saying? But then, the pilgrims brought over the disease, brother. Smallpox, chickenpox, the plague, brother. Killed off 90% of the fucking indigenous population, bro. Gone, bro.
Whoopsies.
Just by some fucking chickenpox. Fucked up, bro.
And we blame it on you.
Exactly. So now, indigenous people kind of fucking upset. They're like, bro, what are y'all doing? Y'all did not warn us or nothing, bro. And so tensions start to rise. And I don't really know where it goes from there. I think they fought over land, actually. White people got greedy. They wanted a land, so they started slowly kicking them off over the years. Like, oh, y'all get this land. Okay, mm-hmm. Now y'all got to go here because we're moving here. You know what I'm saying? They ended up sending them west, the Trail of Tears, brother. You remember that?
I remember that name. Yes.
Trail of Tears. Sent them out west to...
Get your shit and get out of here.
Yeah. To this is go America. Live over there. And I guess that's where, like, nowadays, till now, like, that's where they have their, like, lands and shit. They have, like, reserves, like, the Native American mm-hmm. reserves and shit. Like, oh, like, in Cherokee. So now, I don't know if you guys know this. The only people that are allowed to, like, build in certain areas, like, casinos and shit, mm-hmm. the only people that are allowed to own casinos are Native Americans.
I didn't know that.
So in Vegas and all that shit, they're all owned by tribes. All the casinos and shit, they're owned by Native tribes. So they're getting... Oh, they're banked, bro.
They're getting paid.
Dude, you know how awesome it is to, like, be, like, married or born into that shit?
They just... Wearing suits with their feathers on their heads.
Yeah. So I think like every son. Out now. Every son gets a share and a profit like monthly of like the profits of like the casinos and shit. And they make money, bro. They make millions. And just because you're born into that family, you get a piece of the pie. But only the men.
Bro.
Not the women, brother. They are not progressive.
Nah, that's crazy.
Yeah, because I guess if you get married off, you join another family. So I guess that's like the thought behind that. They're not gonna bring anybody in. But I knew the story of this lady. She told me, she was like, she lived in California. And in California, they have a bunch of casinos and shit. They're owned by tribes and shit. She used to be a bartender at one of them. And then so there was this like regular that would come to her and shit, always gamble, boom, boom, and then like stop and rizz her, you know what I'm saying? Stop by, rizz her up and shit. Mm-hmm. So then, like later, I think he asked her out on a date, right? And she went on a couple dates and boom, boom, boom. And she said that it was cool, it was great. Like he was handsome, he was cool and all that. But like, she didn't like the fact that he was always at a casino. So then she eventually cut him off and shit like that. Well, then later on, she was, I think, talking to, like, one of the higher-ups and shit. And it turned out that was his son. Right. One of the higher-ups. It was his son. Native son. So she would have been born into that life. She
fumbled the bag.
She fumbled the bag and a fucking half, bro. That's quite unfortunate, bro. Would you... Listen, I know money talks, bro. Money runs the world. If you were offered a spot in a very wealthy family like that, like one of those Saudis and shit, I guess, okay. Like it doesn't really work because like they only do it for their sons, but let's say in this instance they did it for a daughter, right? You marry one of their daughters. However, this daughter is just a 2 out of 10, brother. Ooh. She big, a solid 195.4.
That's crazy.
But she bred the fuck up, son.
Describe
for
Johnny
generations,
right now.
Bro. I'm dead as shit, bro.
I'm just kidding.
For generations, brother, you will be set. Your kids will be set. But you have to have kids with her as well. You know what I mean?
Damn, boy.
You got to have an heir to your fortune. Okay. Are you taking that, brother? Now, Saudi Bank is Saudi Bank, though. They make bank. They don't make like a couple mil, bro. They got bills.
Oof.
What is
I'd
it looking
to
like?
I have to be absolutely desperate, bro. I have to be like, damn. I'm gonna end up alone, nobody. So if I'm gonna end up alone, I might as well be rich. You know
you
what I'm saying?
You think so? I mean, it would be somebody. That much of a last resort?
I would do it. You know how much? That's a lot of money, dude. That's a lot of money.
You never have to work a day in your life, bro. You can do whatever the fuck you want. But you also have to rail this woman that you might not be attracted to. You might have to have blue chews on standby.
I have to live
over
there, right? Saudi?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Saudi.
And that might suck as well. I don't know how good it is out there. I don't know. Yeah. I've never been.
But I can't be gay over there.
Bruh. Yep, no more gay jokes. That's out the window. Yeah. No more moon dogs because she doesn't like that.
She doesn't have any... I was about to say, I don't think she has any rights over there either.
Bruh, I'm dead. You ain't those rights. You folding?
I'm playing the... Yeah.
I think most people would fold, brother.
Dude, that's a lot of money. And either way, you know, what do you call it? In the end, in public, they're all covered up. You know what I'm
saying? That's not true, bro.
Just,
that's not true.
That's not. That's swear, true. Bro.
Like, you just that's see, Afghan
you just,
women.
You just see. All right, so I'm just a racist.
Yeah, you're just a fucking racist, brother. It's all good. It's okay. You didn't know.
I'm a stereotypical.
All right, let's switch it up into something. You said that last week you had some questions for me, brother. And you didn't get to them. Fuck it. Let's bring them out, man.
I have a question for you.
Go ahead, brother. Let it fly.
It was a bit of a deep question.
Okay, let's get deep, man. No better place to get deep than a fucking mukbang, bro.
Yes, sir. So this question, when did you realize that you're not immortal, that you're going to die, basically, one day?
Well, first of all, let's start off with this. I think I've said this on the podcast before. I used to think...
Like, how old were you and stuff like that?
Yeah.
How young were you?
Well, I always knew... I knew when I was young, I always knew that we would die eventually.
But, like, I'm asking...
However...
The very first time you knew. The very first time.
I couldn't tell you.
I'm telling you because I know.
Okay,
I know.
Hold up. But let me go into this real quick.
Okay.
When I was young, bro, I think that at 100 years old, you die.
Just
like we had a, okay, this is my lifespan, 100 years. And then I think my, like, kind of, that was my immortality, just because I knew, like, 100 was the number. Mm-hmm. And then I was told, like, no, the average fucking lifespan for an American is, like, 71, bro, 75. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're 25. Well, I'm 25. Bro, I'm one-third through my life. That's kind of insane. So when I knew it was, like, around 71, but you could die before or you could die after, that's kind of where that immortality of, like, oh, I'm going to live to 100 no matter what. That's kind of where it died. And I was like, holy shit, okay. Like, it kind of felt surreal because I was like, shit. I don't want to be one of those few where, like, because obviously they take the average, right? The average is 71. Mm-hmm. Now it might be, like, 75, 76, but it's an average. So meaning that some people die earlier. I was like, fuck, I don't want to be amongst those that die earlier. You know what I'm saying? Because I started thinking, that's when everything set in. That's when, like, diseases or, like, you know, accidents. That's when I started thinking about stuff like that. I'd be like, damn, all those things are, like, a luck of the draw. Like, you don't know which, like, disease is going to hit. You don't know when, like, what kind of things you're born with, right? What things you inherited from, like, your genetics. You don't know that. It just kind of... Mm-hmm. Shows one day and you're just like, oh fuck, I happen to have this, you know what I'm saying? I just talked to my wife about that, like, not too long ago. I was like, bro, that would be the saddest way to go, like, going from a disease. I could not think of a worse way to go, bro. I told her, I was like, oh, I'm gonna get into this story later, but I was told her, I was like, dude, if I'm ever in, like, I'm ever suffering and shit like that, bro, mm-hmm.
Pull the plug?
Somebody pull that fucking plug,
pull
bro.
The plug and charge your phone, bro.
Dude, if anybody's out there letting me suffer, bro, I'm going to come back and haunt you, bro. I'm going to, like, dude, that right. Shit is
if
so
if it's, like,
fucked.
Not coming back, then yeah. If I feel like I can, like, you're fighting, I feel like I can come back,
right,
leave
right.
It.
Like, here we go. On the pod, y'all have every consent.
Damn.
Pull that fucking plug, bro. Do not let me suffer. So, but yeah, when I was young, I think what really hit me was my parents. When I knew that they weren't going to live forever and they were going to die first.
Right. That's like...
It's worse. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you die first and you don't see your parents die, then you never know. But
right.
I knew that I would have to see one day that my parents would not be here anymore. That's when it hit. That's when I was like, fuck. Like, I remember I started crying when I was young. I was like, I don't want you guys to die.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, bro, it's a long time to be around. Like, you're fucking wilding and shit like that. But you know, like, when a kid, like... Even Aiden, sometimes he tells us, he's like, I don't want you guys to pass away. I want to live with you guys forever. And he's like, when I'm older, like, we're going to buy a house and we're all going to live together, like, forever and
oh,
shit.
Oh, that's cute.
Like, as a kid, you're just so, you're so innocent. You want your parents' love. You want their, like, you know, affection. Mm-hmm. Their warmth. Like, the safety that they provide for you. Like, you just want that. So, like, to know that, one day is going to pass, you're like, fuck. And it hits even more as an adult, too.
Right.
Because you know the real reality. You're like, fuck.
I'm not ready for that, bro.
How do you think you're going to handle that? Parents dying,
bro. I'm going to ball out crying, dude. I'm going to miss work for a little bit, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, dad, dude, his mom died, like, it's been, like, a couple of years now. And, I mean, I don't know if he, like, was balling out, too. like crying, not, you know, playing basketball or anything, but but when he told me, because he broke the news to me, and he told me, he like, yeah, your grandma passed away. And like when he told me, he like, I just saw like a tear just like shed. And that's all I saw. And I was like, I just felt bad. I felt bad because I didn't cry. Because I didn't get to know my grandma like that. Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I didn't get to know her. You know, it was back when I was like really young. I saw her more and more. But like as I grew older, I just didn't, you know, I never went to Mexico. I didn't visit. And they would always tell me like, yo, come visit. I would text my grandma when she was alive on Facebook. She'd always be like, yo, when are you going to come visit me, you know? And I'm like, oh, yeah, next year or this year.
Right, because you're like, ah.
And
like,
I never do it.
Unfortunately, the real reality behind that is, like, I don't know you enough to, like, make me want to go over there right. And make that effort.
It would be, like, just me, like, by my or I could probably could have gone with my cousins, too, but, like, I would have to go, like, alone, type B. Now, if I would have gone, it would have been more likely for me to go if my parents came with me, type B. Yeah. But...
And it sounds fucked up, right? Like what I said, but yeah. It's like the reality. It's like, you know, because we also have lives. We also like, you know, you'd have to take off work. Mm-hmm. And shit like that. I had a habanero one, brother. I'm dying.
Yeah.
What about you? When you were younger?
I must have been, when I first realized that I wasn't going to be here forever, I must have been like six, seven-ish. It was funny because it was like in the most saddest way that I found out. Just because it was in the bathtub. I was taking
ain't
a bath.
No way, son. So, like, wiener out and everything.
Wiener out and everything, bro. Little, you know, the wiener's probably still the same size.
Still little, brother.
Yeah. But it's funny because, you know, obviously I'm younger, right? And I'm smaller.
Yeah.
I can fit in the bathtub, like my full body. So I was like floating. I was just like, and I was like, bro, I'm going to fucking die one day.
But you came to that conclusion yourself?
Yeah.
Or like, somebody told you?
No.
I thought somebody just broke it to you.
It just popped into my head, like, yo, like. Like, I guess I saw people die before, but I was like, that's never going to happen to me. Like, I'm always going to be...
Main character.
I'm always going to be, yeah, like, I'm not going to die. Like, I'm the main character. Like, how am I going to die, mm-hmm. you know? But then, like, I guess, like, that's probably what it's like, I just became even more conscious. And I was like, nah, dude, you're not going to be here forever. And that shit fucked me up for, like a week or 2 weeks. And I was just like, you know, I'll be playing, having a good time, and then that thought come back.
Yeah,
you're gonna die, dude.
You're gonna
I'm
die
like, bro, like it just fucks me up even more. Like, the shit went out.
Oh shit! I know some people have like raging anxiety from knowing that like death is imminent. Like, I used to know this person that she would get in the shower and like she'd be like, yo, like I'd be just showering and one day I'd be like, oh fuck, I'm gonna die and just start like freaking the fuck out, bro, mid shower mm-hmm. and shit like that. Yeah, I guess like as a grown adult, I guess that motivates me now to like live life like a great life, like take right. it serious. You know what I'm saying? I feel like when you're younger, maybe you don't think about what that actually means. Like, hey, this is a book and you're going to die one day. And every single day that you're living, you're writing a page in that book and it's gone. It's flipped. Mm-hmm. Like you cannot unflip that and rewrite it again. That's kind of crazy. It's so fucking deep if you actually think about it. And so I feel like since some people, the fact that some people don't know that concept is the reason why some people just live like day to day, why some people don't have goals, why some people just kind of like are just there, kind of NPC vibes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's because they don't know that concept of death and they don't know maybe like the seriousness behind it of what it actually means. Because if you actually know what it means, well then... You're going to want to do, like, the right things. You're going to want to set yourself up. You're going to want to make good money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Why? Because money doesn't, again, if you, like, listen to rich people and shit like that, they'll tell you this. They'll tell you that, like, money doesn't solve your problems. But money will buy you good experiences. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather be rich and stressed than poor and stressed, bro.
Right. Rather be crying in a Rolls Royce than, than a Corolla.
I remember, I'll never forget this, bro. My coach... said one of the most, I guess inspirational. He said one of the most inspirational things that I think I've ever heard. It has always stuck with me. I think about this in one of the most troubling times, like any troubled time that I had, I think about this. It was right before the game of like, we were playing soccer, varsity, right?
Mm-hmm.
We huddled up and shit like that. It was before an important game. I think it was our last game of the season. And he was like, we had a full crowd, you know, all our friends, families, all the, like, you know.
I was probably there, yeah.
Yep.
supporting
all the supporters, right? He's like, look out into the crowd. He's like, you see all these people? They all came here for you, to watch you. You know what I'm saying? He was like, but don't let that pressure you. This is not pressure. This is a privilege. He's like, pressure is having to come up with this month's bills and not having any money. Pressure is your child being hungry and you not having any food in the fridge to feed them. He's like, that's real pressure. He's like, some of your parents might have gone through that and you might have seen it. He's like, you guys are out here. You guys are playing a game. You guys are playing a sport. You guys are trying to become great. Like, that is not pressure. That is a privilege. And that shit always stuck with me. I'm like, fuck, bro. Like, we take that shit for granted. We get all nervous and shit going into some soccer games and shit. We get nervous going into this podcast even, maybe. But then, I like, that's one thing that kind of calms me. I'm like, bro, this ain't pressure. This is fun. We're having fun. Mm-hmm. Like, we have no pressure. If nobody's fucking watching us, if nobody fucks with everybody talks shit, that's not pressure, bro. We're still having fun at the end of the day. I'm not struggling, bro. Like, I'm not, like, you know, like, that's one of the best things of, like, becoming an adult and working hard is relieving that stress of, like, pressure. I've been there, bro. I think a lot of people have been there where you're like, fuck, I'm so down bad, bro. Everybody's like, even if the people, bro, as an adult now, you can tell, you can pick out, like, the frauds from the real. Sometimes I see people, like, and I've weeded out most of these people from my fucking, like, social media and shit, but I used to, like, have motherfuckers on social media that I see them flex some shit. I see them do the money spread on their fucking, like, forearm and shit. Mm-hmm. And then you know as a grown adult, like, they don't got it like that. They flex that because they don't really have it, and they want other people to, like, think that they have it. So, like, in some, like, false reality, they have it. You know what I'm saying? Like, same thing with people that buy, like, the newest cars and shit. Every time somebody posts some shit like that, I'm like, ah, you poor bastard. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you just got locked yourself into a 5-year fucking poverty contract, brother. I didn't know that as a youngin. Like, when I was 19, I bought my dream car. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has, like, a realistic dream car. Like, my car now that I have, that was my dream car as a youngin. And it was a terrible financial decision, bro. I said it, I think I've said it before on the podcast before, but it was a terrible fucking decision. And people still make, like, those kinds of decisions. And I encourage everybody to, like, think more clear about, like, you know, the decisions you're going to make. Because back to what we were saying, the book, you know what I'm saying? Everybody has a book. Write some good stories on every single page of that book. You know what I'm saying? Make it count. Go on every kind of experience that you can, you know? I remember when it was, like, I think it was exactly 1 year ago. Yeah, exactly 1 year ago. No, it wasn't. It was 2 years ago. I was sitting on the dining room table with Des, and we were just talking, like, just chopping it up. I miss when we used to talk. We don't talk anymore, which kind of sucks. But, like, there was a point in time where, you know, she was, like, a sister to me, you know? So there's someone that I would go to talk. So we'd have, like, kind of deep talks sometimes. And I would tell her, like, yo, like, I love living my life in a way where anything that I say I'm going to do, I'll do it. And I pride myself in that because a lot of people don't really do that. A lot of people will say they're going to do a bunch of shit and they don't end up doing it at all, which kind of sucks. I wish more people would actually dive into the shit that they're going to say. That they say they're going to do. One of the things was... Well, before that Des thing was actually the podcast. The podcast,
right, yeah.
Dude, this is, like, single-handedly the coolest, like, execution that I've ever done. Like, I said one day that I would do it, and I actually fucking did it. And there were so many reasons for me, like, not reasons. There were so many obstacles that almost kept me from not doing it, even to this day. You know, with, like, time management and everything like that, mm-hmm. It's super hard to get this shit going, you know? But we're still here. We're still trying our best. But with that conversation with Des, I was like, oh, like, dude, I'm going to start cutting hair. Start doing barbering. Mm-hmm. I was like, I eventually want to, like, you know, open up my own shop. I want to do this, you know. And I told her a bunch of other stuff that I wanted to do. And one of the cool things that she told me, kind of when we first met, that always stuck with me. She was like, dude, she's like, one thing about you is that you actually get shit done. You know what I'm saying? That always stuck with me. I'm like, damn, that was so real of you to say. So, like, with that, like, I learned how to cut hair. It was tough. It was such a tough... I think a lot of people get discouraged at the very first thing, first product, I guess, that they put out. You know, like it doesn't come out exactly how you want it. Because mm-hmm. I think everybody has this fake delusion in their head of like, I'm going to be so good at whatever I'm about to do, like right away.
First try, yeah.
First try, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And when it's not, and maybe when it's not the second, third, and fourth try, you're kind of like, ah, okay. Like this maybe wasn't meant to be. This wasn't like, but I think I might not have that, brother. I have like, I'm like, no, I'm going to. It might be like a competitive factor. I've always been very competitive in my life. I kind of compete against myself. Almost like calling yourself a bitch. I'm yeah. like, bro, I am mm-hmm. not going to stop here. I'm gonna get it right. You right. know what I'm saying? I don't care how long it takes and shit like that. You yeah. know what I'm saying?
I do that too. I talk to myself. I'm like, stop being a bitch. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Because there's always that little voice that's trying to you know, steer you away from your goals or whatever. And you just got to tell them to shut the fuck up, you know?
Yeah. It's like the long game with like shit like that. So like now, like, you know, I've gotten way better with like cutting hair. It's gotten to a point where I'm yep. like, I'm confident.
Yeah.
That's where you want to be. You want to be at a point where you're confident. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it makes me so like proud of myself. Like we were talking about the other podcast, bro. Like give yourself some flowers, you know, like be proud of yourself. Tell yourself that you're doing good shit, you know? So I always think back on that day, like 2 years ago, I was like, bro, like that's, I'm gonna do this. And she was like, yeah, that's cool. That's what's up, bro. You should do it. And I actually followed through and I actually did that shit. Same thing with this pod. I'm like, bro, we're gonna get this shit. Oh, yeah. I forgot that we got that. Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Same thing with this pod. I have big goals for this pod. Now, whenever like obstacles come, hardships come, I know everybody says, like, don't let those, like, you know, deter you and shit like that. But I guess I'll tell you the reality of it. The reality of it is that it's not as easy as that seems. Like there will be a lot of things that will kind of try to convince you that you can't do a certain thing. You know what I'm saying? It's up to you to put in work. You actually have to put in work. It just doesn't come magically. Like, you know, the end result, like a good result, mm-hmm. you know, getting to where you want to get to. It does take work. I think a lot of people aren't willing to do that, you know, for whatever reason and shit. One of the main struggles that I've had recently is getting comfortable. My comfortability has risen up tremendously. Like part of it is with my anxiety. My anxiety has been through the roof, brother. You have no idea, bro. Through the roof. I feel better. Like, I'm happy. Mm-hmm. But that anxiety's still there. So right. I'm kind of trying to navigate it. What was I going to say? Obstacles. I kind of lost my train of thought. Comfortability. I used to love being, like, on go. Like, go, 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 mm-hmm. go. Doing this, doing that. Like, that was my happy spot. If I wasn't doing that, I felt lazy. But now it's kind of like the opposite. Now I like being more chill. I like almost like kind of shutting down. And when I'm on go, 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 I feel fucking like overwhelmed. I feel like this. So then I'm like, okay, I can't do this. I can't do that. Like, I gotta pick. I gotta choose. But I'm trying to like maneuver myself, like find a healthy balance. Because I think what I was doing back then also might have not been too healthy. Because I was, like I said, on go, 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 go.
Too much, yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, where I'm at, where I've been at recently, hasn't been too healthy either. I want to find, like, a nice balance to where I could get everything done. I think part of it is also, like, I guess, having to evaluate myself and kind of work with myself. So, like, one of the evaluations that I did of myself was that, like, I'm not so good with time management anymore like I used to be. So I find myself having to write things down now. I kind of have to really schedule like my days. Like, okay, like today, I can't show you my fucking my thing, but I had a list. I had a list of things to do today. And I put them there. I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. Because like the thing is for me is when I'm in it and I'm doing certain shit, I don't remember that I have three other things to do. I just kind of do it.
You're
and
locked
then
in.
I'm mm-hmm. locked in, yeah. And then I look at the time, I'm like, oh, fuck, I had to do this. I had to do that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, work on evaluating yourself. Like, that's been a very big, like, very big gift for me type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Do you ever feel like, or did you ever have a quarter-life crisis?
quarter life?
Quarter, because you know there's like middle.
Yeah.
Quarter life.
Quarter life. That's where I'm at, 25.
I call it quarter, like younger, like 20, 19. Okay. Where you feel like you're going to die, like young.
Oh, shit, son.
I've had that. Like when I was just like younger, like 19, 18, I'm like, dude, I feel like I'm not going to make it.
Why?
I don't know why. It was just...
It was just a feeling? There was no like external factors that were driving that?
No, it was just like... And it was mostly like the most probable thing that made like most realistic type beat is like a car. A car accident.
Car crash. A lot of people say that.
They think
they're going to die from a car crash.
And I was just like, I've always... That's kind of like I be getting hella anxious and shit about it. I really thought like I wasn't going to make it. I was like... Because you know, most... Back then... A lot of people didn't make it to 21. And by that, I mean it's like rappers and shit like that. So when you're younger, a lot of rappers dying. And I saw that. I'm like, oh, shit. Like,
I'm a rapper and I'm going to die.
And I'm going to die right now. But I just felt like I wasn't going to make it. And so I really just try to live my life like the best. And I'm saying this now because I know I'm not the only one. Now I feel better. Now I feel like, you know.
I'm going to make it.
I passed that phase, I guess. Right, but now my brother's 17. And he's also going through that. My mom told me, shout out to you, Diego. But yeah, I guess he feels like the same way, like he's not going to make it. And let me tell you this, Diego, you are going to make it. I know you feel like life is like too much right now. You probably feel like you don't have things figured out right now.
Yeah, bro. That's right? One of the biggest things is like feeling of not getting shit figured out.
Yeah. It's like when you first get put into the real world, right? And you don't have shit figured out, it feels really scary.
Yeah.
It feels really scary. And this happened to me. I felt that when I, because my dream, right, when I was a kid was soccer player. And when I found out that I wasn't going to be one, I was like, oh, shit. Like, that was my plan. Like, I was like, I'm going to be a soccer player. Yeah, I'm going to be rich. Boom. I didn't have a plan B because I thought I was going to make it, right? And then, dude, I was crying. It was... Cause I like that was my very first feeling of like the quote unquote real world, and yeah, like even now, Diego, you don't have shit figured out, right? I'm telling you right now, 24, you still don't. You still don't got it, and it's okay. That's how it goes, you know. Even 30-year-olds, even you know,
dude, even motherfuckers with whole families.
Yeah, you know.
Sometimes you have a whole family. Sometimes you have a whole you couldn't even have like a career and still not have shit figured out because you always have like. More goals or plans or shit that you want to do. You just don't know how to get there, really. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where your anxiety might kick in and be like, dude, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck to do.
Right.
And then take it step by step, bro. Because if you really look back, it's kind of like what we were saying with the, like, you don't give yourself enough credit. If you sit here, right, mm-hmm. in the grand scheme of things, you might think like, fuck, I'm still in the same spot that I was when I was 21. But then actually kind of like, chill, pause, look back. Looking back at all the shit that you've done to get to this point, you're like, oh, fuck, I've actually done a lot of good moves, bro.
Right.
I've had a lot of good, consistent shit. And then that's when you start to realize, okay, I am getting somewhere. It's little by little, so it doesn't feel like a giant fucking step.
And this kind of goes back to, like, the last podcast where we talked about how we didn't graduate from college. Everybody else did. And that's one of the biggest things that you're probably going through right now, Diego, is you compare yourself to others. When you think people are going, you know, they're passing you or whatever, and you're just kind of stuck. It's not a race. This is your life. This is your journey. So you know what you want, and you know. And eventually, you're going to, like, start kind of having momentum and things like that. And I'm very proud where I am today because this is my first year. It hasn't even been a year yet, but I moved out. Like, I live... On my own,
bro.
Now.
Yeah, it's a huge step, bro.
It's a huge step, and I'm very proud, you know. It hasn't been easy, you know, but it's okay. I still have help from my parents. Thank God. Yeah. I love them. But you're going to be fine. It's okay. Just got to keep going. Don't stop. Don't listen to those thoughts. Those thoughts aren't yours.
For with every step, like, you start learning more shit, and you, like, keep it in the arsenal and the fucking SD and the memory card in the back, you know what I'm saying? Like, for now, like now you've... Probably learn to, you know, manage your money better, you know, make better decisions, you know, like think in the future wise. Because, like, when you're living day by day and shit like that, you know, when you're younger, you don't think about stuff like that. Like, right, if you run out of money, well, mom's going to give you more, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have no consequence, really. I had this conversation with my dad the other day about my brothers. Because I was telling him, I was like, bro, one of the biggest... Oh, what's up, Chop? Oh, listen, dude, I'm talking about my brothers. This man's in this bitch right now.
I need a cut, Chop, Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I'm going to set it up.
I was telling him, I was like, bro, we were talking about the it factor. We were talking about, like, some kids just got it, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. I think you might be doing a disservice to, like, you know, my brothers by, like, giving them everything. Mm-hmm. They don't learn to go out.
Right.
And I think this applies to any, like, kids and shit like that. If you give your kids everything, they don't learn to go out and figure it out. That's how you figure out if you have the it. If your kid has the it, is if they go out and figure out. Is the purest form of natural selection. You know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, like, since we're talking about back in the day, right? Yeah. Back in the day, that's how people would procreate. That's how you would, like, you know, make kids. That's how you would mate, is if you had it. Either you had, like, the brains or you had the body. You know what I'm saying? What's up, Cisco, in the fucking chat? It's not showing me anybody anymore, but I see them down there. You had the brains or the body, you know what I'm saying, to survive, you know, bring food, bring all this, right? So I was like, fast forward to now, right? They don't have to go out and hunt and shit like that, but they have to go out and start hustling, start making moves, start figuring out what they're going to do with their life and shit like that, right? I was like, but if you grant them everything, well, then there's no necessity. There's no need. There's no urgency. Mm-hmm. Realistically, they could be there forever. They could be under your... I told them, I was like, they could be under your roof forever. They're never going to get out of there. Why? It's comfortable. I was like, shit, if you offered anybody that, like... To be
right.
in the crib for free? Why would you leave? Why would you get a job? Why would you, you know what I'm saying? Why would you, because dude, what, like going from paying no rent to paying like what, $500, $600 like a month? Fuck no, right? So I was like, bro, it might be tough. It might be hard. I was like, but sometimes you just got to push your kids and be like, yo. I was like, bro. So I used to be against the fact of like, you know, how some parents are like, yo, at 18 years old, you're out. Right? Yeah. Have you mm-hmm. seen that? Like, mm-hmm. parents do that shit before? I used to be heavily against that. I used to be like, that's fucked up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm kind of, like, shifting more towards the middle. I'm not completely on the other side. Like, yeah, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of leaning more towards the middle in that, like, yo, you start putting a little bit of pressure on them, but, like, a good pressure. And in a nice and healthy way. Everything's good if you're doing it in a healthy way. So if you look your kids in the mirror, and not in the mirror. You look your kids in the face and be like, yo, you don't have to leave, but start paying rent. Right? That's a small step. Mm-hmm. You might not need it.
Right.
But you might just, be wealthy. You might be well off. But it's the principle yeah, of the them principle. Having mm-hmm. to figure out how they're going to manage their money. Even if they make a little bit of money. And okay. I've seen this argument before where people are like, bro, like they like these kids barely make money and their parents that are rich are still charging them rent. Right. It's not about the money. Right? Because this world out here doesn't care if you're rich or not. Right? This world out here doesn't care that you're making $15 an hour. It's still going to charge you rent. Mm-hmm. Same thing with your parents. Like, they could be well off, too. The government's well off. Like, those landlords that charge you rent, they're well off. Your parents are well off. They're going to charge you rent. It's for you. It's for your sake to prepare you for the real world and shit like that, right? Like, I remember at high school, our teachers would always tell us, like, yeah, we're preparing you for, like, the real world and shit like that. No, they're fucked there, right? This type of shit is what prepares you. Your parents are the people that prepare you for the real world. You know what I'm saying? I feel like parents are doing a disservice by not like tapping into that shit, but they got to do it in a healthy way because you could really scar your kids and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? If you like overcharge them, right? You charge them like a crazy amount. You're
just going to drive them away.
Or like I said, if you kick them out and shit, they'll be like, yo, like, you're, hey, 18, you're out. Like, you know, that puts that pressure on them. Like, yo, I don't know what I'm doing and my time's ticking and shit like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Find a healthy way to do that to your kids. It's really, really good for them. My dad unintentionally did that because he did not like have enough like bread to give me shit. So I kind of like had to figure it out. Okay. I had to go out and hustle. I had to go out and like fucking trade some Pokemon cards. I had to go out and
start an OnlyFans.
Bro, I'm dead. Facts. That's what I'm saying, Cisco, in the chat. I had to go out and figure out my own, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad, you know, like I hope I get to return that tenfold, bro. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. Like, if you think back on your life, like, bro, I my parents gave me what little they had, even what little information, what little knowledge they had, you know what I'm saying? Like, to make me into the person that I am now. Pretty fucking insane, brother. Yes. Oh, for sure. Okay. So I guess to wrap this up, what are you thankful for, brother? Thanksgiving episode. Oh. We're going to go full circle, full loop.
What am I thankful for?
Yes, sir.
For this year, just because.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I like that. This year.
Like I said before, I am on my own now, thankfully. Thank you, God. I'm thankful for God for this year because, like I said, it's been hard because this is my very first time, like I said before, it's my very first time living alone. So I'm learning new things like... Like, I had to buy my own toilet paper, right, for the first time. You know how it is.
That's hilarious, for the first time.
You know what I'm saying? I had to buy, like, for me, shampoo, like, before I moved out, shampoo never ran out. You know? Shampoo never ran out. If it was getting low, it would get replaced. I'm like, oh. So it was just, like, nothing to
me. Damn, brother.
And now, you know, one day I was like, yo, what the fuck? I got no shampoo no more.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do now, bro? I got to go buy some more.
Toothpaste. All the shit that you don't think about, yeah.
Dude, it's the little things that I don't even think about. I don't have a mirror, dude. I need to buy a mirror.
TikTok shop, brother.
A full body mirror, dude.
TikTok shop.
But yes, I'm thankful for God. He's the one that's been helping me a lot. Especially, you know, with the mental stuff,
into your faith, brother. Let's talk about this a little bit. You tap into your faith or what?
Yeah, I'm not a churchgoer. I don't go to church. I will admit that. But I feel like me and God have a very good relationship, you know.
Dude, I think that's super fair. I think like a lot of times people get like shunned or like get like because of like saying shit like that, but I feel like that's super valid, bro. If you genuinely have like a connection with like God or a God or some kind of faith, do it in your own way. Do not let any religion or any person like tell you like, hey, this is how you're supposed to do it. That's like it's said that a connection with God is a personal connection. It's your own connection. So however you feel like you touch base with that, you do it yourself. Anybody that's like, you know, listening and you're diving into some kind of shit like that, like, you know, follow yourself, bro. As long as you know for a fact that you're doing what, you know, you're supposed to do and you feel great about yourself, bro, tap in however the fuck you want to do it. Right. You know what I'm saying?
And I feel like you could read my thoughts, you know.
Yeah. And intentions and everything, right?
Yeah. What do you call it? I don't talk to him like in terms like because he's not the only one that's listening, by the way. When you speak, he's not the only one that's listening. There's, you know, the demons or whatever that are trying to fuck you over.
And
you may, sometimes you may think that it's God talking back to you when it's not.
It's the evil.
It's the evil ones just trying to fuck you over. So I try not to, like, speak. It's more like a think type of thing. But, yeah, even, like I said before, how I get scared about, like, car accidents or whatever. I'm a very safe driver just because of that.
Right. You don't want to fulfill the prophecy.
Every time I enter a highway, I hit the, you know, by the equal speed or something.
Bro, I'm dead.
Because, dude, motherfuckers be driving. Dude, this last week.
Motherfuckers in Gwinnett, bro. That's why I don't like going to Gwinnett. They're freaking 85,
dude. I almost got into a car accident because this retard, bro. Bro, I was on the second far left lane, you know, going, 70, 75. So going fast. And there's one in the left lane just trying to cut me off, trying to get into my lane.
Right, go on.
Get that. Okay. Trying to get into my lane. And I try to hold off on the beep, like on the horn. I don't use it usually. But like I don't know what it is, like my perception sometimes. I it looks like I'm or like they're about to come into my lane. And most times they don't. I'm just tweaking,
it's
right?
Just in your head. You think that they're getting closer. You're like, yo, this man's about to pull up inside.
Yeah. And I'm like, he better not. And he doesn't, right? But this time I was like, yo.
You're getting close.
Yo. You're getting a little too close. Beep, beep. I was like, tch. And like, dude, like, he was not moving. I was so scared. I was going to hit him like on his right back, his right bumper. You know how when they're fucking up, the people that are, you know, they're driving, you just speed off and you hit the...
Yeah. You gotta look at them. You gotta let them know. Like, yo, what? I just saw you do some fucking wild shit.
Like, what the fuck
bro.
Are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
It's funny because on the right side was a big ass trailer, and he like swerved off too because he thought I was And, you know, he just heard beeps, so he's like, got scared too, alarmed, bro. I just sped off.
Dude, my wife is one of those gangsters, bro, that will literally pull the window down and say some shit. What the fuck are you doing? And I'm there like, hiding under my shirt, like, bro, what's up? Yo, thank you for those fucking likes.
Yeah, I'm not like a road rager. I never understood it. I'm like, dude, why do people get mad and shit? Yeah. I understand it now. I was hella pissed, dude. I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, you're about to fucking hit me.
Yeah.
I can barely afford this car, bro. The insurance is going up, bro. Please.
That's funny.
But yeah.
Nice.
That's it.
What am I thankful for? What are y'all thankful for, chat? Thank you for everybody in the chat. Make sure y'all subscribe to my channel.
I'm thankful for you guys.
N5 Podcast.
For coming on to this live every day. The people that do. Clicking likes. Giving us gifts. Really, thank you so much. A lot. It means a lot.
Yeah, for real.
Thanks for all the support.
This year, my life has changed a lot. It's changed more radically than any other year. My mentality has changed a lot. So I guess I'm thankful for I'm thankful that I'm that fucking guy, brother. I'm just kidding.
Mr. Big Dick.
I'm thankful for whatever it might be that, you know, it could be. Some people might refer to it as God.
Okay.
Some people might refer to it as the universe. Mm-hmm. Right? That's more my style. The universe, the atoms in my brain that made me change.
This guy believes in science.
That's crazy, right? What a crazy fucking statement. Whatever made me change from the person I used to be to the person I am now. Oh, and guess what?
What?
I'm thankful for you, brother.
Oh, wow.
Dude, I would not listen, bro. Thank you. And I'm gonna try to not get emotional here, right? Because this one.
Well, this I'm a one, cancer, so you can get me emotional.
This one's real. Hold on, I sneeze, though.
Yeah, it's a sneeze. Okay. It's his tears wiping his tears. Oh. Okay. Damn. Okay. Bless you.
Bless you. Dude, I am so thankful for this man, bro. You got to have good people in your corner, bro. You got to have good friends by you. I would not be here if it wasn't for this man. My life took a turn when we were in the car. Do you remember this day? We were in the car. And I've been just going down a crazy route, doing crazy decisions in my life, right? And I remember we were on our way to Chick-fil-A one day, and Austin was right on the passenger seat, and he was like, he questioned me about certain things I was doing in my life. And he just told me, he was like, I don't fuck with that. I don't like that you do that shit. Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You were the first person in my life, in my whole life, that ever stood up to me and said, like, yo, I don't fuck with that. Like how true friends were supposed to do, right? Most people that you consider friends and shit like that, they won't ever like sit and correct you. They'll just be yes men.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, what's up, right? They'll see your bad behaviors and just go along with it or just accept it and be like, well, shit, I mean, that's what they do.
It's crazy because I don't take life too seriously. So it felt kind of weird and awkward on my part. I don't know if you noticed, but I was kind of like, I was kind of like scared to tell you. I was like, I had to tell you like,
it was so out of character for him, because this man doesn't, yeah, like you said, you don't take life serious, you don't ever talk about anything serious, right? Like I had never had a serious combo with you. We just like chop it up and just, you know, shits and gigs, right?
Yeah.
But this one day he's like just told me like, yo, I don't fuck with that, you gotta change, you gotta be different. And I had never been put in this position before, bro. I was like, holy shit, I just got called out. Like, for my bullshit. Like, and he actually put it out there. He said what I do and, like, why it's wrong. And so I remember that, like, I told you, I was like, okay, like, yeah, I'm going to change. You know what I'm saying? What kind of was, like, a halfway serious, halfway not? I feel like whenever people, like, you know, first say they're going to change and, like, be better, they don't really do it. But the thought of it starts, like, it's like a seed planted. Mm-hmm. Right away, behaviors or actions and shit like that, they might not change
right then,
mm-hmm. but that seed was planted in my brain that day, bro, that even my friends were noticing, like, you know, bad behaviors, bad, like, just shit going down south, right? And then so as, you know, my life progressed, and then I started to see that my decisions and all that were leading me down a bad route and shit, and all bad shit was happening in my life, bro. I was losing everything because of the decisions that I was making, bro. And that's when, like, I realized that seed that you planted in my brain that one day. I thought back to that every single time. I was like, okay, Austin was right. Like, I'm going to change. And then, like, I vowed, like, you know, there was a day where I was like, okay, I will never be this person again. I sat there and, like, thought about, like, the person I was being. And I was like, I don't ever want to be this person again. This is a person that hates themselves. This is a person that, like, doesn't value themselves, doesn't value others. This is a person that's destined to doom. Right. And I do not want that for my life. Circling back to, like, the whole book, you know, analogy that we made, I was like, I do not want my book written like this, that I am this person. I want my book written as, like, yo, you're someone great that makes great decisions with a great morality and shit like that. I want people to look back at me and be like, yo, that person did good with their life. You know, they might have had a rocky start. They might have not been a good person up until a certain point, but, like, now, the person I look at now, like, they're on top of their shit, bro, and they're doing good shit. You know what I'm saying? When you do good, all the people around you do good too, bro. Like, my family now, they're great. They're safe. You know, like, they don't ever got to worry about, like, anything, right, anything bad, me making any bad decisions and shit like that. And there's no price for that. There's no price for, like, security on shit like that, that, you know, your family and loved ones can feel at peace for you.
Yes, sir. And so, I'm very proud of you, brother. Thank you, brother. You're doing great now. You know, and he has changed ever since, brother, then.
I have.
Thank God.
I have changed, brother. I'm a whole different person. It's not easy, bro. It's not. Not a lot of people would make that change. Or would have even paid attention to, like, things that you had said that day. A lot of people would have, like, what's it called? Like, grazed right over it. They would have just ignored it. Like, ah, bro, this man's tripping, bro. Why are you in my business? Why are you being nosy? But right, as real friends, bro, as, like, if you fuck with your friends, bro, call them out on their bullshit. Do not be scared, bro. And if those people get upset, bro, they just, like, they don't want to change. They're going down a really bad route if they're not open to criticism. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, tell it in a good way. Tell it in a healthy way. Like, hey, I genuinely feel like this. You know, so, like, now I'm like that to all my friends. I'm like, yo, like, I don't fuck with that. Like, yo, you should definitely don't do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Set them on a good route and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm grateful for, brother. I'm grateful for this man. This is my man right here, bro. I would not be here. I would not be doing this without him. I would not have none of this. Literally, I would not have none of this. Isn't that crazy? I didn't have this man in my life, I would not have any of this shit, bro. I would not be doing this podcast anymore.
I've never listened to a single podcast. Like, I don't listen to podcasts. And then you start doing this, and I start listening and shit.
Isn't that crazy, bro? Like, you went, this man, dude, it's kind of insane. This man went from a listener to literally a fucking co-host.
I was one of you guys, you know what I'm saying? And then now, dreams come true.
Here we are, brother.
I'm here.
It's really crazy, bro. The life works in insane ways, bro. Like we were talking about earlier, circling back again.
A lot of circles.
Paths. Yeah, I know. It's crazy, but it's cool. Paths. Like we were talking about your brother. Like it's not one path. Every single decision will lead you down a different path in life, bro. And just embrace it. Go with it. Embrace that it's not all just one path. Like it'll lead you somewhere. If you had made different decisions in your life,
boom, you see that? I just changed my life,
bruh. I just pinched him. Got rocked, bro.
I just changed the trajectory of my life by pinching him right now.
Yeah. But yeah,
it's crazy.
And that's what we'll fucking leave it at, bro. This is probably one of the longest podcasts we've done. Actually, we're down 140. All right, guys, thank you guys for tuning in. Everybody in here, make sure y'all subscribe to the channel at N85 Podcast. And thank you guys for watching. Make sure y'all go tune into the TikToks. Y'all go watch these things done live, all right? 5-star on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Happy
Subscribe.
Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, bro. Be thankful. Go
the
hug.
Only day you could be a big back.
Go hug your parents, bro. You have limited time with them. You have limited time with yourself. Go experience shit. Check in with your friends, with your family. Eat some fucking good food. Drink water.
Drink water. Mm-hmm.
Drink water. Floss your teeth, you dirty fucks.
Go to the gym.
Go to the gym, you fat fucks. And we're out. Peace.
Bye.